My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Line. He's back to work tonight. He covers the Guardians for the Chronicle-Telegram. He is Mr. Chris Ossenheimer. Hello, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Did you finish the round or are you at the turn?
Yeah, I'm not playing today.
Oh, I figured you would because it's so gorgeous out.
No.
I was going to try to live vicariously through you.
No, no. I've played a lot, though, and I have a big outing coming up tomorrow. So
okay. Nice. Well, good. Congratulations to you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
Rest up.
All right. Tell me it was a blip on the radar screen and things aren't going south for the Guardians as they won 7-11 in 18 games leading into the All-Star break.
Well, that's certainly what we're hoping, huh? I mean, that it wasn't great, obviously. You start off with, you think, you know, you have San Diego and then Detroit coming in, so you think maybe you can build up a little momentum that way because those teams aren't very good. But clearly that didn't work out the same way in Detroit before the All-Star break. So, you would hope that it is. And but, you know, you're going to have these – they've been able to avoid any long losing streaks. So, I mean, it wasn't going to go – swimmingly the whole season. So, I mean, again, you come into the All-Star break 4 games up. I mean, I think everybody would have taken that when the season started. So, hopefully there's some momentum coming right now right out of the break with this homestand.
Chris, what has been your biggest surprise of the first half for this team?
I guess I would say, just that they've been able to win. I mean, and they haven't been crushing it offensively, and they haven't had great starting pitching. They've just won a lot of close games. And I guess if you're going to point to an area, I would say the bullpen, especially when Stephen went down. You thought that might be a sore spot this year, and it's been anything but. It's basically carried the team through the first half.
Chris Ossenheimer joining us. Other than the one game recently where Austin Hedges had to bat in a game-winning situation because he was the only guy left, they didn't have anybody left on the bench, anything you can think of that Stephen Vogt hasn't done well so far this season?
No. I mean, he's you know, you got to go on what the win-loss record is, and he's got the best record in the American League. So he certainly has done a whole lot that you can point to. Sure, and he's even admitted that there's been some instances, but you can expect that, and it hasn't been a ton of them. And again, the winning, you know, makes everything look good. If you're winning, it doesn't really matter. You're always making the right moves if you're winning. But I can't point to a thing where you could say, oh, I wish, you know, maybe he'd have done this more or this, or he's not using the bullpen this way or that. I mean, he's manager of the year right now. I mean, that's clear. So he hasn't made too many wrong moves.
It's been impressive, Chris. I mean, the way that he's been able to just take this roster and use all 25 guys on the roster at any given point. Like, it's just, it has been so impressive how he has mixed and matched all of this all season long and has everybody playing on top of it. That's what's blown me away more than anything.
Yeah. I mean, and look, I mean, they don't have, I mean, outside of Jose Naylor and Stephen Kwan, I guess you can maybe say Jimenez to a point, but he really hasn't shown a whole lot of that all-star pedigree this year. And you're right, there's guys, you know, and then the rest is just mix and match like he's done. And basically he's had to do that, though, because there's no other guys. I mean, maybe there'll be some guys coming at the trade deadline, but right now he's basically had to go with all these guys. And for the most part, the Triple-A guys that have come up that you didn't expect to see this year, Noel Martinez, Daniel Schneeman. I mean, those guys have performed too. There hasn't been a guy who's really come up and failed. And that says something about Stephen Vogt, but it also says something about those guys. You know, all of them are at least pulling their weight in some way on any given night.
Chris Ostenheimer joining us. He's the Guardians beat reporter for the Chronicle-Telegram. Right now in AAA, you have Logan Allen, you have Tristan McKenzie, you have Joey Cantillo, who's still waiting to make his major league debut, and he pitched pretty well his last time out. First of all, two parts here. Why is Logan Allen in AAA? And of those three, rank them in order to impact the major league team the rest of the season.
Logan Allen, why he hasn't been consistent. He's not throwing strikes. He's walking guys. He's going four innings. And, you know, I know he wasn't happy. Clearly, who's going to be happy with this? But I also think that part of the reason he's there, and I don't know, I have no inside information about this, but the way he reacted when he was taken out, you know, if
looked up to the sky, well, didn't look at Stephen Vogt.
Right. And he had a comment after the game, you know, if I have 150 pitches, I want to go out there. And it's like, well, you shouldn't have 150 pitches, first of all.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And he, I think that probably, you know, they may have been sending him down anyway, but that certainly sealed the deal right there. You know, this guy clearly, instead of saying, wow, wish I could have been more efficient and gone longer, he's got his head up in the air like, oh, I can't believe you're taking me out. When he's also given up, you know, pretty much a home run a start too. So right. There's that as well. And as far as impact, I'd like to say Tristan McKenzie, because I think overall, if he's healthy, he can be a two or a three. And maybe he's even shown signs that he could be a one when he's completely healthy. I mean, what, he had that one hitter in Detroit a couple years ago. But I don't think he's healthy. So I just don't, unless he has that surgery, then you're going to get the same basic results. I mean, his one AAA outing, I think he gave up two homers. I'm not sure, but, yeah, I don't think that's, I guess, Cantillo would be the guy who I don't think Logan Allen's finding it anytime soon. So, and I don't even know if that's going to be the case, but he would be the next guy, I guess, that would have a chance, and I would think he would get a chance here soon.
You think Allen might be down in AAA for a while, Chris?
I do. Because I think they're going to get someone at the deadline. I mean, it's wishful thinking, and there's all sorts of teams want starting pitching. I get that. And they're usually, when they're in competition, they usually don't fare very well in that regard. But Yeah, I don't see him. I don't see he hasn't pitched well all season long. There's been no flashes really from him. He's basically, when he's had a good outing, it's been a six inning outing and, you know, 2-3 runs. It's just the ERA is too much. He's walking too many guys. Hasn't been effective. I don't know. Again, I could be wrong. I mean, they might have to turn to him, but at this point, I see him being down there for a little bit.
If Chris Ossenheimer was the GM of this ball club, who would he go get?
Go get a starting pitcher and a corner outfielder who's got some power. I mean, the names that you've heard floated out there are all from teams that are out of it clearly by now, but there's not a ton of teams that are out of it right now. I mean, the Guardians have the best record in the division and they're in the American League, and they got a 4-game lead in their division. You would think that would be a little more. So there's a lot of teams that are vying. So I don't know what's going to be out there, but you have to do anything. You have to get a starting pitcher. And if you can get a corner outfielder that can help, like a Jay Bruce guy when they got him back in the day.
Brent Rooker, maybe of Oakland?
What? Yeah, sure. That would be great. I mean, that's another weapon in your lineup. And, you know, that situation moving forward, I don't think anyone expects Will Brennan to be the starting right fielder on an everyday basis. You know, I think he's a good extra outfielder, but I don't know, with this team, that he has to be. So, yeah, I mean, I'd get both those guys if I could. I mean, if I can get a starting pitcher first and foremost, that's what I'm doing. But if I have the luxury of getting both, and I'm certainly going to examine the corner outfielder.
Well, and it's funny, Chris, because it's slim pickings out there because they added that extra wild card spot. So now everybody's in it, which is, right. You know, hey, you add it to the playoffs, but you kind of hurt yourself a little bit when it comes to trade deadline fun. But the thing is, man, outside of the O's, I'm not really, like, afraid of anybody in the American League. Like, I feel like the door is open, that if you wanted to grab it and make a run to the World Series, this is a year that you could do it. Because the Yanks are down, the Astros are down, the Mariners can't hit. Like, there's a lot of different teams that are in the middle of this thing outside of the Orioles that I think the Guardians are better than.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that they're better than the Yankees right now. And I don't know. I don't see those. I still see those teams as postseason threats. The Guardians, the way they're currently built, I don't see that. I see them as having a chance to win the division, but I don't see them making a long run in the postseason with, you know, Tanner Bibee and Ben Lively is your 1-2. That doesn't leave me confident. And you expect the Astros to find it at some point. And certainly, going into the postseason, I don't see them as a better team. The Guardians is a better team than the Astros. Mariners, yeah, sure. I mean, they don't scare me, but unless they add something that you're at the deadline, that makes you, you know, hey, okay, that's a nice little move right there. Nice big move, excuse me. Then maybe I'll talk about that. But it's currently situated, I just don't see them as a postseason contender.
I agree with you there. They got to make a move, and I think the door's open.
And let me throw this one to follow that up. Chris, I love that you threw in a bat and a corner outfielder at the trade deadline, along with the starting pitcher. Because tell me what your level of concern is about this. Every month this season, in counting March and April as one month, the scoring for this team has gone down. 5.2, 5.0, 4.6 in June, 3.6 runs per game so far in July, and they've scored 5 runs in the last 4 games. How big of a concern?
Well, it has to be a concern because this is basically what you thought was going to happen from the start of the season. So it's I guess there's a silver lining, because this is how you expected them to perform the entire season, and they above expectations by far. But now the league, you would think the league has maybe had some time to adjust. The pitchers have had time to adjust, and you're not seeing guys like Tyler Freeman and Brian Rocchio, are those guys having the same success that maybe they did earlier when everybody was hitting. But it has to be a concern because, you know, I mean, if you don't have the top shelf starting pitching, you got to score, and they're not doing that right now. So it's most definitely a concern.
Have fun tonight, buddy. And great to talk looking ahead for the Guardians as the first half of the season's been incredible. Hopefully the second half comes close. Thank you, Chris.
Hit him straight, dude.
All right, guys. See ya.
Chris Ossenheimer, Chronicle Telegram, covers the Guardians. If you're looking for great coverage, Chris will give it to you right there at the Chronicle Telegram. And he joined us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. What do you expect in the second half of the season from this team? Dan and I will tell you what we expect coming up next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's in for Baskin today. We just had a great conversation with Chris Ossenheimer, covers the guards for the Chronicle Telegram. Chris seemingly thinking, and I tell me if I got the right idea, unless they make some moves, he's not looking at them as being a postseason threat. That's what Chris left me with.
I think we all kind of feel that way. I think we all kind of feel the way of like, okay, there's something here. And if you want to supplement this with an outside source, you can make some noise. Again, I think, like, yes, the Yankees are good, but like Carlos Rendon has not been good. They have had their flaws on the offensive side outside of Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Torres has been fine. Like, there's a lot of guys on a Yankee staff that you would typically be afraid of. Nasty Nestor seemed to have come back on the offensive side. Gerrit Cole is back as well. Luis Gil is legit. But, like, on the offensive side, it's not there besides those two guys. The Houston Astros have been struggling. They're kind of figuring out a little bit, but they're scuffling a little. Like, the Orioles are real, but everything else is for the taking. And if only one team is real, it makes me think, hey, if you make a move and you decide to make some noise and you want to grab this thing, it's for the taking, so go do it.
We have some expectations of what we're thinking might happen, what we want to see happen in the second half of the season. I say second half just because it's the All-Star break. It's the final 41.4% of the season. Dick in Dayton has some thoughts. Hello, Dick.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Dan. Yeah, I really think, you know, they're, what, 21 over 500, but this team, I had high expectations, and if they continue, I think they can get to the series this year. And I want to say something about, like you said about the Browns, what Dan said about, I think with the, I expect maybe 10 to about 11 games this year, guys.
Okay. Dick,
I can see it.
I like that.
I can see it. Absolutely.
Dick always makes sure he covers more than one topic.
Well, you appreciate that. You know, you got to get it all out.
Do we? Let's go over what we think is going to happen here in the second part of the season. Let's start with the rotation. What expectations do you have, whether it's performance, additions, personnel for the second half of the season?
I expect Gavin Williams to put together a second half that looked like the Gavin Williams we saw last season, where he's going out, he's giving you 6 to 7, mowing some guys down, eating some innings, and being a top of the rotation starter. Why? Hope is a good thing.
Yeah, I was just going to say, are you
sometimes
just being
the best of things?
You're just being optimistic there?
And no good thing ever dies. Mixed with part two, sure as hell hope he does, because boy, they need it.
That's the thing. When it comes to the rotation, for me, I expect them to add something to the rotation from outside the organization. Don't ask me exactly what. Don't ask me if it's a top of the rotation guy. I almost think it has to be, but I also think the price tag on that might be way too much. Like Tarek Skubal with the Tigers. I saw a story the other day. They would move him, and the price tag from one team interested in going after him would be number one pick in the draft not long ago, Jackson Holliday. And I thought, wow, that's a big trade right there. And it wasn't even just Holliday. It was Holliday and somebody else. It might have been Couser going along with him.
You're dealing for the guy who's part of the front runner for the Cy right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And he's under control.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to have to pay a huge price tag. I don't think the Guardians are in on somebody like him.
No.
I don't know that they're in on his teammate, Jack Flaherty. But are they in on a guy like some of the guys we mentioned?
That's the name that
like
I would circle.
Cal Quantrill in Colorado. Ryan Feltner in Colorado.
Yeah, you're a little bit further down
Chris
the
Bassett.
List.
I'm looking for a guy to add to the rotation. I don't necessarily think they're going to add top of the rotation.
Bassett, not as much down the list. Bassett's been really good.
Yeah, he's been good.
That'd be a good one to pick up.
You could bring him in, and he and Tanner Bibee are your guys, and away you go. I mean, he'd be your number two guy. I also think that somebody in AAA is going to step up and come back here and be part of this. I expect that to happen. Now, that might be wishful thinking on my part. But is Logan Allen going to figure it out? Is Cantillo finally going to get his major league chance and be okay? Is Tristan healthy enough that he can come back and help? I don't know. But I expect one person from outside, and I expect somebody from AAA to come back up. And if both of those things happen, then they have some decisions to make about who leaves the rotation. Would it be Lively? No. Would it be Bibee? No. Would it be Carlos Carrasco?
Maybe.
Yeah. There's the maybe on that. Bullpen. I expect it to continue. But I also expect a few hiccups along the way, because they've been so good. and they've been so used. Not the most used bullpen in the majors, but pretty high on that there. Pretty high on that list.
Yeah, I think the Brewers are number one in bullpen innings.
Nick Sandlin has come back from his injury and not been quite as effective. The other guys have still been good. But, Dan, they were so good in the first part of the season. I just think there's going to be some slippage there, and I hope other areas of the team can pick up the slack.
I hope you are right, because I hope for part of what you said is right. The guards are ninth in bullpen innings. The bullpen's thrown 357 innings this season. I hope you are right, because it means that the starters are starting to go a little bit deeper and the starters are giving you a little bit more quality. So you're not having to go to them in the fourth inning. You're not having to go to them in the fifth inning. Instead, you're going to the bullpen in the seventh. You're going to the bullpen in the sixth. Like, it's a little bit easier, makes life a little bit better if those starters can start going five, six, seven innings into these starts. It would make life so much better for this team if they did. I think there are going to be some slip-ups because they're human and because they're overworked, and I hope those slip-ups are few and far between, because it means you're not going to them so that they're stronger at the tail end.
Let's look at some of the positions here. Let's start in the outfield. What do you expect out of the outfield in the second portion of the season?
I expect Stephen Kwan to be really good. I don't know if he's going to hit at the clip that he's hitting right now, but I think his eye is always going to be there. Yeah,
352.
His eye's always going to be there. He's always going to find himself on base because he can draw walks as well as he does. I mean, he will continue to be a stalwart there. I wonder if Angel Martinez might hit the wall a little bit, if people figure him out, and then, okay, now it's time to adjust, bud. And I hope he's able to adjust as well. And in right field, I hope somebody is standing there who's not currently wearing a Guardians uniform.
Well, with that in mind, the website Just Baseball has top landing spots for Brent Rooker. And if you don't know Brent Rooker, he's had a terrific season so far with the Oakland Athletics, over 20 home runs, over 60 runs batted in. He's been really good. Probably should have made the All-Star team.
Think of everything that drives you, I should say, an older generation nuts about the modern game of baseball.
Thanks. What are you saying? What are you saying about me, Dan?
Not that.
You pain in the...
Who enjoy an older generation of baseball and what drives them nuts about the modern generation of baseball, and everything that drives them insane is Brent Rooker. He is going to stand up there. He is going to swing squarely from his behind. He is going to crush baseballs very far. And if he doesn't, he will help to move the breeze inside of any stadium he is there. He's got a pretty good eye. He can walk.
Well, just baseball has nine teams in on him at the trade deadline. Nine, and the Guardians are one of them. So stay tuned on that. Here's what I expect out of the outfield. If it's not bringing in somebody to take a hold of, say, right field, it or center field, let's not rule that out. It's for the outfield to settle down a little bit. Stephen Kwan's in left. Who's in center? Well, it was Tyler Freeman. Now it's starting to look like it's Angel Martinez. Mm-hmm. He has dominated two out of three at-bats basically over Tyler Freeman so far. And in right field, is Jean-Kenzie Noel the guy? All right, well then let's give him a lot of at-bats and find out.
Yeah.
Right now, I think you have two unsettled spots in the outfield.
I would love for Jean-Kenzie Noel to be the answer.
It's kind of worked.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that will continue to work. It might. It might. But I would like to see it settle down a little bit. I'd like to have a starting right fielder most days, and I would like to have a starting center fielder most days. I mean, and know who those guys are.
They've been doing it for close to 10 years now, where you have no idea who's going to play in right field.
I know, but I'd kind of like that to change. Look around the infield. What do you think for the second portion? Any expectations? Because overall, it's been a pretty solid outfit.
I expect Brian Rocchio to hit better than he has now.
210.
I expect that to find its way higher. I expect him to maybe add a little bit of power, not a ton, but I think he will find his way on base more often. And I think he will not be a net negative on offense. We'll put it that way.
Okay. I would think then that's the spot I look at. There's nothing to think about third base. We know that. You know what's happening at second base. I would like to see Andrés Giménez hit a little bit more, but I'm not even going to ask for that. His defense has been good. And Josh Naylor is an all-star. Congratulations, Josh. You're fun to watch. And please lock him up. Somehow, please.
Be nice.
Please lock him up. So I'm looking at shortstop, and it's kind of my thought about the outfield, too. It's calm down there. Rocchio is the guy who plays most of the time there. But I would like to see a little more productivity out of him.
And I think that'll come in due time. Again,
We're trying to push him down the road a little bit, and that might not even be fair.
This is the first time you see major league pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adjusted, and he hasn't really found the adjustment back, but he's got time. I hope he took the last couple of days and looked at some film and went, all right, this is what I'm doing wrong. Let's do this right.
Catching. Does David Fry get a lot more time at catcher, or is Bo Naylor coming on? Bo was not good in the first portion of the season. He hit like 200 in March and April. He hit 164 in May, 286 in June.
I have his June numbers in front of me.
Yeah, and July hasn't been as good. He's under 200. But are you going to give David Fry at bats at catcher? Are you gonna play David Fry in the outfield more to calm that situation down? That could be. David's batting average has dropped over 80 points since his season high. So there's something to think about. Menigan's thoughts on catching, a couple of other thoughts about this team, expectations in the second portion of the season. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
He is going to stand up there. He is going to swing squarely from his behind. He is going to crush baseballs very far. And if he doesn't, he will help to move the breeze inside of any stadium he is there. He's got a pretty good eye. He can walk.
Well, just baseball has 9 teams in on him at the trade deadline. 9. And the Guardians are one of them. So stay tuned on that. Here's what I expect out of the outfield. If it's not bringing in somebody to take a hold of, say, right field or center field, let's not rule that out. It's for the outfield to settle down a little bit. Stephen Kwan's in left. Who's in center? Well, it was Tyler Freeman. Now it's starting to look like it's Angel Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
He has dominated 2 out of 3 at-bats basically over Tyler Freeman so far. And in right field, is Jean-Kenzie Noel the guy? All right, well then let's give him a lot of at-bats and find out.
Yeah.
Right now, I think you have 2 unsettled spots in the outfield.
I would love for Jean-Kenzie Noel to be the answer.
It's kind of worked.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that will continue to work. It might. But I would like to see it settle down a little bit. I'd like to have a starting right fielder most days, and I would like to have a starting center fielder most days and know who those guys are.
They've been doing it for close to 10 years now where you have no idea who's going to play in right field.
I know, but I'd kind of like that to change. Look around the infield. What do you think for the second portion? Any expectations? Because overall, it's been a pretty solid outfit.
I expect Brian Rocchio to hit better than he has now.
210.
I expect that to find its way higher. I expect him to maybe add a little bit of power, not a ton, but I think he will find his way on base more often. And I think he will not be a net negative on offense. We'll put it that way.
Okay. I would think then that's the spot I look at. There's nothing to think about third base. We know that. You know what's happening at second base. I would like to see Andrés Giménez hit a little bit more, but I'm not even going to ask for that. His defense has been good. And Josh Naylor is an all-star. Congratulations, Josh. You're fun to watch. And please lock him up. Somehow, please.
Be nice.
Please lock him up. So I'm looking at shortstop, and it's kind of my thought about the outfield, too. It's calm down there. Rocchio is the guy who plays most of the time there. But I would like to see a little more productivity out of him.
And I think that'll come in due time. Again,
We're trying to push him down the road a little bit, and that might not even be fair.
This is the first time you see major league pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And it's adjusted, and he hasn't really found the adjustment back, but he's got time. I hope he took the last couple of days and looked at some film and went, all right, this is what I'm doing wrong. Let's do this right.
Catching. Does David Fry get a lot more time at catcher, or is Bo Naylor coming on? Bo was not good in the first portion of the season. He hit like 200 in March and April. He hit 164 in May, 286 in June.
I have his June numbers in front of me.
Yeah, and July hasn't been as good. He's under 200, but are you going to give David Fry at bats at catcher? Are you going to play David Fry in the outfield more to calm that situation down? That could be. David's batting average has dropped over 80 points since his season high. So there's something to think about. Menigan's thoughts on catching, a couple of other thoughts about this team, expectations in the second portion of the season. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.